Well, joining me in the studio now is Gail Joubert, who's a skilled therapist with a multitude of talents and an expert in mindfulness. Gail, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Denny. Thank you for inviting me.
You're very welcome indeed. Tell me a little bit about yourself first. You know, what sort of therapies do you do and how did you get into that area of work?
Well, a long time ago, I don't want to give away too much of my age, but over about 20 years ago when I started counselling, it used to take months or years of just chatting to people, and sometimes they would just not get anywhere. You couldn't seem to, it was really a talk therapy. I don't find counselling in itself works very well. Generally, I'm sure it does for some people, just to talk. Then I did some hypnotherapy. I discovered that really got into the unconscious mind, which was fantastic. I did some other therapies like EFT, emotional freedom technique, different techniques, NLP, to just get into the unconscious mind. But over the years and as I went, I discovered that the one thing that helps people, especially with anxiety or depression, more than anything else, is mindfulness.
And what is mindfulness? I know it seems to be a lot of it going on at the moment. Some schools are bringing it into practice. In fact, I read an article the other day saying that mindfulness has been actually proven to help people suffering from breast cancer. They're scientifically proven.
It's an amazing thing. Now, there's a lot of different ways of talking about mindfulness, and some people have really taken any sort of anything that might be or look like it's spiritual in any way out of it, which is kind of fine, but originally it's always come through the ages in ancient texts, in Buddhism, even in Christianity. Many of the Vedic traditions, Vedic, I didn't say that right, is just taking every thought in your mind captive is what mindfulness is really about.
Is it another word for meditation, or is it different from meditation?
It's different from meditation. Meditation, however, does train your brain to stay focused and observe what you're thinking. So by meditation, so that while you're learning to observe what you're actually thinking, you can become more mindful. But meditation on its own, if all you do is just meditate, and many people actually think they're meditating and they're really not. They might be doing a visualization, which is wonderful. They might be thinking of nothing. The real point of meditation is to focus and train your brain to be able to not run away with itself, to not be that hamster wheel of thinking that's just going round and round and round.
The one thing I always think about, I do say, you know, as adults, we're constantly bombarded by everything has to be now. We're fretting about the future. We're worrying about what happened in the past. And I often say to people, look at very small children. Yeah. They're always in the now, aren't they? They're always the 2-year-olds, the 3-year-olds. It's all about now and the moment.
And there's nothing like learning from little children. If a little child is in the field or playing in the grass or playing with a toy, he is right there and he's living his life, he's being. Whereas as an adult, as you say, we're always in the past, we're always in the future. We don't even notice where we put our keys, where we put our glasses, where we've driven the last couple of miles. We're not present in our lives. We're so busy worrying about what could happen, should happen, might happen, or did happen, that we're not even there.
I read some quite alarming stats today as well, that just in the last 14 years, I think it is, that we have spent something like £4 billion on antidepressants in this country for people. There's over 50 million prescriptions a year on antidepressants. How do you think mindfulness can help instead of being on antidepressants?
Well, antidepressants have their place in certain people who have a chemical imbalance. And I don't want to knock doctors because they can only do what they can do. But doctors are taught to give a prescription for a problem. They try to get counseling. People often have to wait for weeks and months for counseling, blah, blah, blah.
Really an issue at the moment.
Yes, and let's not go into that or get into my soapbox. But Essentially, a lot of people are given antidepressants. Instead of just teaching them how to control their thoughts, their minds, their fears, their anxieties, their thoughts of I'm not good enough, I'm terrible, I'm a failure, or this could happen, or I'm not safe. And so they don't get taught to question their thinking.
And do you think mindfulness really could help young people? Because it does seem to be that teenagers are being constantly bombarded by social media and that they feel inadequate and not good enough. They don't look like the next best celebrity or whatever. Do you think mindfulness definitely has a place in schools?
I actually think it should be taught right from kindergarten. And there are some wonderful children's books. There's one written by Eckhart Tolle. There's a couple written by Louise Hay. There are a few nice children's books, actually, that are good stories. And frankly, parents learn something from them because they go, gee, I never thought of it like that before. Most people live in their minds and they believe what their minds are telling them.
Yes, I suppose that's cognitive behavior therapy, a sort of different area, but that teaches you to try and intercept your negative thoughts.
It's not really different. And mindfulness, there's mindfulness cognitive behavior therapy, which I do a lot of. And the mindfulness course that we're doing is based on mindfulness-based cognitive therapy. So it's not simply being present. I've had people say, well, I've been on a mindfulness course. It hasn't done anything for me. It hasn't helped me. And if all you're doing is teaching people to stay in the now without telling them what to do with those thoughts, you get people like somebody said to me the other day, well, I did one of those courses. It didn't help my depression at all. So what if I'm in the now and I'm present? I'm very present to the fact that I'm miserable.
Oh dear, that's not good. So in your experience, the fact that you're doing this, and in fact you're running courses, aren't you, quite so?
Yes,
and,
yes.
And now.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give any examples of how mindfulness has really helped somebody?
Well, actually, I can just give you an example from this morning. One of the ladies that does our mindfulness course with us, she's wonderful getting it right. Today, she really went into a space where she totally forgot to be mindful. And she was having to go and do some caring for some elderly people. She was really nervous. She didn't question what she was doing. She got into a panic when she couldn't get into a building. She got into the panic when she couldn't get back out the building. By the time, she's a neighbor of mine, and by the time she arrived home, she just knocked on my door in floods of tears.
Oh, no.
And I stopped her and I said, okay, what were you thinking? Where was your head? She said, I was just so nervous and I was panicking. I said, did you stop and look around and actually think, yes, and stop and think, what's actually going on right now? And, you know, after a little while of just sitting with her emotions, at that point, she was in such a state, she was shaking. And at that point, simply looking at how she felt in her body without making any stories in her head, within 2 minutes, she was completely calm.
Wow.
Just breathing, being present to her feelings, not trying to push them away, because that's the worst thing we can do when we're upset or panicked or feeling, you know, in any way anxious, is try not to feel that. Have you ever tried not to cry? It's like trying not to laugh.
Yes, yeah.
Or try not,
both of those.
Trying not to think of a pink elephant. It's too late.
Sure.
You can't try not to do something. So what you really want to do is you want to just sit with that emotion, feel your heart beating, take some nice deep breaths, just feel what the feelings are in your body, and just notice that what's going on is really a bunch of chemicals.
I'm feeling quite relaxed right now, actually. It's really working. I might go to sleep soon. So tell me a little bit about your course. If people want to find out more about where they can come and do a course with you, how would they go about that?
Well, my website is gailjoubert.com.
How do we spell Joubert?
It's G-A-Y-L-E for a start, and then one word, J-O-U-B-E-R-T. But also, if you looked up unlimitedmind.co.uk, it would take you to the same place.
And are you based in Woking, is that
I'm
right?
Based in Woking, and my mindfulness course is I'm actually running with another therapist who's a breathwork therapist, Judith Davis. And Judith is determined to get Surrey breathing.
That sounds brilliant, actually. What a great strapline.
Yeah,
Surrey breathing.
She says that, and she's absolutely right. I don't know if you've noticed, but sometimes we just don't breathe.
I do, yes, I have noticed that. I do it myself sometimes.
And so you suddenly notice, especially if you're concentrating, that you're not really breathing. And I mean, how important is breath?
I was going to say, one tip for everybody out there to do with mindfulness, breathing, etc., what would that be?
It would be literally taking notice of your breath. It would be being in your breath. So anytime you're thinking of and you're miserable, you're depressed, you're whatever, stop and breathe. And a really good breath is to breathe in to the count of seven, hold to the count of one, breathe out to the count of seven, hold to the count of one, and keep doing that, but breathe all the way down into the diaphragm so that you can feel the diaphragm moving, which is below your ribs and in your tummy. Feel your tummy. Breathe like a little child and stay present with the feelings in your body and try very hard to ignore any stories that are in your head.
I'll try very hard. I hope everybody else is trying very hard. Gail, fantastic talking to you. Thank you very much for coming in. And that web address, just again, one more time.
GailJoubert.com or unlimitedmind, oneword.co.uk.
Gail Joubert, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm going to go and take a deep breath now. Brooklyn's Radio.